Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
The possibilities of renewal in spring have always inspired poets and storytellers. Take your family outside and revel in the possibilities. Have your younger ones name all the nouns that they can see in the great outdoors. Then have them make up sentences about blue jays and earthworms and squirrels and busy children. Write their creations with sidewalk chalk and then illustrate them. Spread out a picnic blanket and enjoy some poems together. Most poetry anthologies for children are full of nature poems by poets like Christina Rossetti, Robert Frost, Sarah Coleridge, and Robert Louis Stevenson. Read the poems aloud in the bright spring sun, and then have students name all of the adjectives used to describe the sky and the water and the animals. It's also a good time to attend to the sounds of poetry. Which sounds were repeated at the beginning of the lines? Alliteration and assonance? Were there rhyming words at the end of the lines? Your rhyming scheme. Can you clap out a rhythm while mom reads? Meter. Did the poet use made-up words to mimic the animal noises? Onomatopoeia. I just like saying that. Spend some time writing and illustrating your own poems in a lovely journal or even the handiest, cheapest spiral notebook. Haiku is a really simple poetic form and was traditionally used to express thoughts about nature. Here are the simple rules. 1. Write a poem with 3 lines. 2. The first line has 5 syllables. The second line has 7 syllables. And the third line has 5 syllables. That's it. No need to worry about rhyme scheme here. Here's one to get you started. Blanket and warm sun. Busy ants march by with food. Shimmer of heat waves. Enjoy using the world as your classroom.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.